Okay, guys, brilliant job. Children, I hope you've all got your listening ears on, and I hope all your beady eyes are on me. Right. Food. Who loves bread? Put your hands up if you love bread. I do love bread. Really love it. Okay, who loves food of any kind? But there's got to be something that we all love, I hope. So, very quickly then, what is your favourite food? Put your hand up if you've got a favourite food and we'll just shout a couple out. I want some from this side of the room.
Curry.
Curry.
Pizza.
Pizza.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Chocolate.
Reuben? You said chocolate earlier. Got anything? Cereal. Love that, Leland. Go for it. Macaroni and pizza. Love that, Lily Jane. Yeah. No. Beans on toast. Mina, you're on the last ones. Go for it. Pizza. Quick. Okay. Just hold that thought. Tell me after. Brilliant. Okay. Go quickly then. Crisps, I think, is eating them right now. Burgers. Awesome. Okay. So, plenty of different types of food. I love food. I don't always go for the healthiest options, like a lot of us here, it sounds, but I do enjoy eating. And I'm sure he won't mind me saying, but dinner time is one of the highlights of Simon's day. He loves food, and it's the part of the day that he looks forward to the most, I think. Food, it must be quite important if it's included in this special prayer that Jesus taught his friends. And there must be a reason for it. Remember, this prayer is a bit of a template or an instruction manual on how to pray and what kind of things we should include when we pray. And the importance of daily food is here to fulfill one of our basic human needs. We all need to eat, because if we didn't, we'd get poorly and eventually die, which isn't great at all. But I wonder if this part of the Lord's Prayer is only referring to eating. In simple terms, when we pray, we thank God for what he's done, we say sorry for the things we've done wrong, and we ask God for things we need. Some of you might remember that by using the abbreviation for teaspoon, TSP. Thank you, sorry, please. Give us our food for today is a request. It's asking. And generally, when we ask, we say please. So this part of the Lord's Prayer is a please prayer. Is Jesus encouraging us to simply ask God for the physical food we need each day, or is there a deeper suggestion here? Back in the summer series, we touched on the story of Jesus in the desert when he was tempted, and I want to read part of that story to you again now. After Jesus had gone without eating for 40 days and nights, he was very hungry. Then the devil came to him and said, "If you are God's son, tell these stones to turn into bread." Jesus answered, "The scriptures say, 'No one can live only on food.'" People need every word that God has spoken. No one can live only on food. So, if you hadn't already guessed it, this isn't about just the bread roll or donut that we can pop into our mouths each day. There is much more to this please prayer. We All of us here need every word that God has spoken. We need what we might call spiritual food. Our bodies need to be fed physically for strength and nutrition, but our spirit, our soul, our mental well-being needs to be fed as well. Something in us yearns for spiritual food. If that food is missing from our lives, it might feel like a hole inside of us, or a sense of there must be something more. It could be a feeling of there's something missing in me. It's hard to describe, but I think you might know what I'm talking about if you've ever felt that way. Or you might be feeling that right now. And it can feel quite painful. Our God is so good. He is goodness, and he can provide what we need to fill that hole. That something missing, that space. He can give us our spiritual food for today and every day if we ask him. And that is what Jesus was encouraging us to ask for in the Lord's Prayer. Father, give me what I need for today. Sometimes we don't know what we need. Sometimes we do know, but we're either too afraid to ask or we don't know how to ask. Do you know what? God knows regardless. He sees us. He sees you and he sees me. In Psalm 139, it says, "You created my inmost being." We are known by God more than anyone else. He knows what we need. God is our provider, and that's particularly significant at harvest when we take time to remember all that he's given us. Traditionally, we'd be thanking God for a fruitful harvest of crops and grown produce at this time of year. And of course, we're thankful to him for those things. But God gives us so much more. He gives us the air we breathe, the food we eat, and the water we drink. He provides family and friends, love, forgiveness, peace, wisdom. He gives us rest, sleep, energy, education, a home, healthcare, and hope. In the Bible, in the book of James, it tells us that every good gift we have comes from our Heavenly Father, who does not change, but who is faithful to us. And in the book of Luke, a few sentences after teaching his friends the Lord's Prayer, Jesus goes on to say, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." Jesus tells us directly to come to God and boldly ask him for what we need. He tells us this because God is our Heavenly Father. He's our Heavenly Dad, and he is so good, and he wants good things for us because he loves us. "Give us our food for today" is in the Lord's Prayer because it is an invitation to ask God for what we need on a daily basis. To ask him not only for the physical food we need, but also for the whole filling, something's missing food that our inmost being craves. It's about connection with our provider God and building a relationship with our Heavenly Dad who gives us good gifts. Gifts that bless us, change us, and turn our lives around. Maybe you've come this morning struggling, or you're carrying something and it just feels so heavy, or you have that sense in your stomach, in your gut sometimes, that something is missing. Maybe there is something you need from our provider God today. We're going to do a little prayer activity. In just a moment, we're going to pass around some little pieces of paper. They look like this. On the paper is a bread roll. Inside the roll, please can you write or draw something that you would like to say thank you to God for, or something you would like to ask God for, or both. You could do a thank you and a please, or you could just do a thank you or just a please. Once you've done that, can I encourage you to come and place those prayers at the foot of the cross over here? You won't be on camera at that point. As you place them at the cross, this is a symbol of handing them over to God and asking him for his help. For those of you watching at home, can I encourage you to sit quietly and offer either prayers of thanks or requests, please prayers to God, or write them down too if you have paper to hand. The paper is going to come round and there are some pens and we'll pass them down your aisle. Once you've written it, please do feel free, as soon as you're happy and done, to come and pop them at the foot of the cross. If you can't make that journey yourself, perhaps the person next to you would bring it for you. Let's do that now.